I left work at 8 o'clock, and then I was crossing the Bosphorus Bridge to cross to the Anatolian side. And then all of a sudden, I saw military vehicles and soldiers blocking the passage from the Anatolian side to the European side. So this was how it all started. And then Prime Minister Binali Yildirim made an official statement, and he described what is going on in Turkey right now as a revolt attempt. He was asked whether this could be described as a coup attempt. He said no. But we are hearing reports both from capital Ankara and Istanbul. All of them are not confirmed yet. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim says security forces are acting, and they will not let, they will not allow any illegal groups to take over and to damage democracy in Turkey. And state-run Anatolian news agency has been reporting on what's happening in capital Ankara right now, and they are depending, they are relying their report on credible sources, and they say the chief of military staff Hulusi Akar, General Hulusi Akar, has been taken hostage by a group at the military headquarters right now. This is being reported by the state-run Anatolian news agency. So this is what we have right now as official statements. I reside from time to time. I hear helicopters flying overhead. And there has been some probe into a revolt attempt by the Istanbul prosecutors as well, and we're getting statements from opposition figures such as the Nationalist Movement Party leader, but Devlet Bahçeli. He has called Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, and he says we're standing with the government of Turkey, and they're against any revolt attempts. So this is what we have right now. It's a developing story. It's unfolding right now.